Sunday morning jubilee.
Starting your Sunday mornings the right way. It's the Morris Tire Farm Sunday Morning Jubilee with your hosts, John Darren Rousey and Angie Caserta, featuring the best in Southern gospel music. The Morris Tire Farm Sunday Morning Jubilee is brought to you by Morris Tire Farm, the Hall Funeral Home, the Milton Performing Arts Center, the Marshall Hall of Fame Cafe, Wallace Funeral Home, the Kentucky Hall of Fame Cafe. And now, here are your hosts, John Darren Rousey and Angie Caserta.
Good morning and welcome to the Sunday Morning Jubilee. I'm Angie Caserta.
I'm John Darren Rousey, and we have got a great show for you today, including an interview with none other than Mr. Mark Lowry.
That is exciting. I love it when he's on the show because he's just so real, and Mike does a great job interviewing him
today. Yeah, I know. I think Mike is a fan, and I know we are fans.
Big fans.
So we've got lots to learn about Mark Lowry today. It's going to be a great show, and of course, the best in Southern gospel music, and we thought, why not kick it off with Mark's alma mater?
That's right.
Here's the Gaither Vocal Band and The Difference Is In Me.
I've noticed something lately that I've never seen before. My neighbors are so thoughtful and my family loves me more. There's music in the traffic, and there's laughter in the air, and little deeds of kindness everywhere. I feel excited like a kid, the first warm day in May, like something great is just about to happen any day. Grass and trees and sky look different. The people passing by are different. How could it be? The difference is in me. I just can't wait to find out what each day will have in store. The things that were important aren't important anymore. Find that what I value are the things I can't replace. A happy home and sunshine on each face. The joy I feel in knowing I have chosen to do right. To know that all the past is gone and I can sleep at night. My days are filled with simple pleasures, love and peace and other treasures, and I believe the difference is in me. All the people that I meet are different, the taste of what I eat is different. I do believe the difference is in me. The difference is in me.
That was the Gaither Vocal Band. The Difference Is In Me. Here's Guy Penrod, Knowing What I Know About Heaven.
I bet the trumpets played and the angels sang every sweet refrain of amazing grace, and that heaven's hands opened up the gate, and the children danced when they saw your face. As happy as they were to see you coming, I was just as sad to have to watch you go. Oh, but knowing what I know about heaven, believing that you're all the way home, knowing that you're somewhere better, is all I need to let you go. I
could hope that I could pray him back. But why on earth would I do that when you're somewhere life and love never ends? Oh, knowing what I know about heaven, where every single voice makes a joyful noise. How sweet the sound when the saints rejoice. To every broken heart and every wounded soul, new life begins on streets of gold. With every tear that's raining here from my eyes, I know the sun is shining where you are. Oh, knowing what I know about heaven, believing that you're all the way home, knowing that you're somewhere better is all I need to let you go. I could hope that I could bring you back, but why on earth would I do that when you're somewhere life and love never ends? Oh, knowing what I know about somewhere life and love never ends. Oh, knowing what I know about heaven.
That was Guy Penrod and Knowing What I Know About Heaven, who is also a part of the alumni of the Gaither Vocal Band. Boy, some incredible people have come through there.
That's
and
a fact.
Mike, our roving reporter, we love having him visit with some of these artists that we played on the Sunday Morning Jubilee for such a long time. And right now we're going to go to Mike Kirtner and his interview with Mark Lowry.
Well, John, Angie, we appreciate it very much. We have a very special guest this morning. It's a rare opportunity, the chance to talk to Mark Lowry, a member of the Hall of Fame. And Mark, you've sung everywhere from Broadway to Jerusalem. You've had quite a career.
Man, when you put it that way, it sounds like a long time. Because I thought you had to be dead to be in the Hall of Fame.
No,
and
no.
They induct me, and that was a fun day. My brother, oh man, my brother, dad, and sister, and you know, all my living family. Mama couldn't come because she'd already gone to glory, but mm-hmm. she'd have been there if she could have. But my brother says to me, and this is so funny, he's older than me, and he's college educated and everything. He said, man, I'm proud of you. And I looked at him because, you know, we don't say that to each other. That's we are proud of each other, and I think we show it, but I've just never heard him say that. And it kind of stunned me. I said, well, thank you, Mike. That means a lot. He said, just think if you'd have wrote two songs.
And we're going to get to that one. It's like you said before, you only have to write one when you write Mary Did You Know.
But he gave me a compliment and took it back all in one breath.
That is so funny. Well, Mark, you know, it's funny. You've sung everything from hymns to American classics. In your career, what are you most proud of?
Mary Did You Know, without a doubt.
I mean,
there's nothing else I've done that compares to that, to the impact it has had. And it's definitely a gift from God because, you know, I haven't done it twice. If Gloria Gaither had written it, it wouldn't be such a surprise. But an idiot and a harmonica player, Buddy Green,
right,
and me, the idiot, have never done, neither one of us have ever come close to doing it twice.
You went through a decade of looking for people. You wrote the lyrics, and that wasn't originally written. Mary Did You Know was not originally written as a song.
No, no. In 1984, I wrote the lyric, and it came from having to write a musical for my church. And that's back in the day when I really believed I was a writer. I mean, I think I can write, but I'm not a Gloria. I'm not a Dottie Rambo. I'm not a Reba Rambo or all these great writers I know. I have to really work at it. But I wanted to back then. I wrote the Living Christmas Tree program for our church, but I just put songs together and wrote monologues to go between the songs. I didn't write any songs for it because I was under the belief that new Christmas songs weren't any good because I liked the old ones.
My mom calls the new ones the homemade songs.
Yeah, but fortunately, I wrote that poem. I wrote it. It was my Christmas poem I sent out one Christmas. I did. I tried to get Babbie Mason to write music for it and others. Lynn Kiesecker, Paul Johnson. And Paul Johnson said, it says, Mary, did you know too much? You know, he laughed about that now. I always told them, I will decide if they marry. Because, you know, a lyric and a melody must marry or you can lose a great lyric. So I took the song, took it around for it, and then I handed it to Buddy Green one weekend on the Gaither Busters, 1991. But it was real soon. He called me, played it to me over the phone, and I pronounced them man and wife.
How did you know, Mark, that you had, I mean, did you know you had a classic the moment you had him play it back to you?
I knew I liked it a lot. And I read it to a lot of people who seemed to like it. I read it to Bill and Gloria, and they never really responded about it. I think Gloria, after it was already a hit, Gloria told me, she said, you know, that's not perfect present tense. It should be, Mary, do you know your baby boy will one day walk on water? And I didn't know that when I wrote it. Because in Texas, we say, hey, do you know your kid's playing ball down the street? You know, that's
sure.
the way we do it. Did
sure.
you know your kid's playing? And I went to college, and I somehow ignored perfect present tense. But it seems to sing better. I think, Mary, do you know, wouldn't work.
Yeah. Mark, of all the people that have recorded it, excluding yourself, because we're going to play your version as soon as you tell us, but who has been your favorite artist to have recorded it thus far?
That is so hard. Okay, I'll tell you who I loved first. The first one I loved rendition was Michael English.
Sure.
You know, he recorded
he was the first.
It. Mm-hmm. Kathy Mateo recorded it next. And then Kathleen Battle, an opera singer, recorded third. And then after that, I kind of lost track of who was next. But I remember those three were the first three. I love Gary Chapman's version. Amy Grant's former husband, Gary Chapman.
Mm-hmm.
He did a wonderful version of it.
Is it not amazing how many times the song has been recorded? And you know, technically it's a Christmas song, but then again, it's not just for Christmas.
And all genres, too, because there's a disco version.
Oh, okay.
But listen to a little bit of it on iTunes, you know, or YouTube. Her name is Christine W. And she enunciates every word. It really was a good version. But you could dance to it. I think it's K-R-I-S-T-I-N-E. And then her last name is the letter W.
Well, Mark, I don't want to disappoint our audience, but why don't we play your version and we promise it won't be disco, okay?
All right.
Well, listen, here's Mark Lowry with an absolute classic. Mary, did you know?
I'd love to sit down with Mary. I want to know some things. Won't be able to ask her those questions till I get to heaven, but I did write a few of them down a few years ago. And on the Gaither bus one weekend, I handed this lyric to Buddy Green, and he called me on Monday and sang this to me over the phone. Mary, did you know that your baby boy will one day walk on water? Mary, did you know that your baby boy will save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? This child that you delivered will soon deliver you. Mary, did you know that your baby boy will give sight to a blind man? Mary, did you know that your baby boy will calm a storm with his hand? Did you know that your
God when you kiss your little baby. You've kissed the face of God. The blind will see, the deaf will hear, and the dead will live again. The lame will leap, the dumb will speak, the praises of the Lamb. Mary, did you know that your baby boy is Lord of all creation? Mary, did you know that your baby boy will one day rule the nations? Did you know heaven's perfect lamb, this sleeping child you're holding is the great
was Mark Lowry and Mary, Did You Know? Now, I tell you what, there has never been a song in the history of the world that has been done in as many genres of music as Mary, Did You Know?
Apparently. Who knew you could do that?
Hey, I'll give you another one. It's been done by an opera singer.
Okay.
Amazing.
Yes. Well, I guess that song is versatile and more versatile than we ever knew.
Absolutely. And we've got more great gospel music straight ahead. You stick around.
You're enjoying the Sunday Morning Jubilee with John Darren Rousey and Angie Caserta. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to the Sunday Morning Jubilee, having a great time bringing you the very best in Southern gospel music. And we've got a little visit with Mark Lowry going on. You're going to hear more from him in just a little bit. But right now we've got Mr. Joseph Habedank kicking things off with Here He Comes.
Here he comes, stepping down from glory. Bethlehem is just the start of the story. Here he comes. Oh, here he comes. Here he comes, teaching in the temple, making timeless wisdom sound simple. Here he comes. Oh, here he comes. Here he comes to seek and save, to wash our every sin away. Cross along the way of suffering. Here he comes. Oh, here he comes. Here he comes to seek and save, to wash our every sin away. Hear the captives start to say, here he comes. Here he comes, a miracle at sunrise. An empty tomb is shouting, he's alive.
That was Joseph Habedank, and Here He Comes. We want to take a moment right now and thank our great friends and loyal sponsors over at Hall Funeral Home. When you've been in a continually locally owned business since 1931, folks know and trust your work. Now in their fourth generation, Hall Funeral Home and Crematory has grown to an 11,000 square foot facility, crematorium, and parking lot, which can accommodate over 250 vehicles. Ernie Hall family and staff welcome you in your time of need to call or stop by Hall Funeral Home. They're conveniently located 5 minutes from Huntington, just off the Proctorville bypass on County Road 775.
Well, we're going to get back to the great gospel music that gets your toes tapping on a Sunday morning. Here's the Mike Lefevre Quartet and Big Mighty God.
Children of Israel, standing at the Red Sea, wondering how they got between the water and the enemy. Couldn't move forward, couldn't go back. God had them where he wanted them, frozen in the tracks.
And I'm guessing this was the conversation. Lord, we're in a mighty bad situation.
We need a big, mighty God in a mighty big way. God with the power that the waters obey. You know that we are mighty small, and we sure need you to save the day. We need a big mighty God in a mighty big way.
Disciples in a boat on the Sea of Galilee, tossing in the storm, and they were wondering how the Lord could sleep.
Taking on water, thinking they'd drown. God had them where he wanted them,
scared of going down. And you know that this was the conversation.
Lord, we're in a mighty bad situation. We need a big, mighty God in a mighty big way. God with the power that the waters obey. You know that we are mighty small, and we sure need you to save the day. We need a big, mighty God in a mighty big way.
That was the Mike Lefevre Quartet and Big Mighty God. Here's Wilburn and Wilburn, Living Proof.
Muhammad was a man many thought could change their life. Old Buddha said good karma could put an end to strife. But Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, the life, the door. A well of living water where you'll drink and thirst no more. They had one thing in common, they all lived and then they died. But on the third day Jesus rose, and today he's still alive. There's always gonna be somebody making crazy claims, spinning stories, telling tales, they all sound the same. But the story of my Savior stands up on the rock of truth. Cause when it comes to Jesus, I've got living proof. There are no Ten Commandments hanging on the courthouse wall. Somebody said in God we trust does not speak for us all. The great deceiver spreads his lies and says that God is dead. There is no power in the cross or the blood our Savior shed. But Jesus conquered death and hell. The grave was not enough. He left behind the evidence the day that he got up. Well, there's always gonna be somebody making crazy claims, spinning stories, telling tales, they all sound the same. But the story of my Savior stands up on the rock of truth. Cause when it comes to Jesus, I've got living proof.
He's alive.
His word will stand behind him.
He's alive.
Oh, there's no way to deny it. There's always gonna be somebody making crazy claims, spinning stories, telling tales. They all sound the same, but the story of my Savior stands up on the rock of truth. Cause when it comes to Jesus, I've got living proof. But the story of my Savior stands up on the rock of truth. Cause when it comes to Jesus, I've got living proof.
Now, we've had several in a row to get your toes tapping. That was Wilburn and Wilburn with Living Proof here on the Sunday Morning Jubilee. And we're just getting started. And, of course, we've got more with that great interview with Mark Lowry this morning. So you stick around. We'll be back right after this.
More Sunday Morning Jubilee with John Darren Rousey and Angie Caserta in just a minute.
Welcome back to the Sunday Morning Jubilee, where we're playing some of your favorites in Southern Gospel music this morning. Also listening to some interview with Mark Lowry. I absolutely love. Of course, Mary, Did You Know is his all-time. But to hear a snippet of that in disco version.
Can you imagine?
That's only him. Only Mark Lowry.
And how much do we love it?
I know. So there's more of that to come later in the show.
Hey, and welcome back to you. We didn't even
say so
at the front. You were under the weather last week.
I was.
Got a little bug from your granddaughter, we heard.
I did. I caught a virus from her. Bless her little heart. But Gigi's recovered now. So thanks. Thanks a lot for holding everything down while I was gone.
Well, we're going to keep the music rolling with some family harmony from the Martins.
That's right.
Here's So High.
So
Martins and So High. Here's the Neelands and My Father's House.
Music from the Neelands and My Father's House. And as promised, we've got more of that great interview with Mr. Mike Kirtner and Mark Lowry.
John, Angie, we're back once again. We want to remind everybody, Mark's going to be appearing in the Ashland Pyramid on Friday, October the 6th, 7:30. Going to be there with Stan Whitmire. So, Mark, and you are kind of a regular in the tri-state area. It's great to have you back again. And you've played here at Christ Temple, and you played at the Pyramid several times. And I know people are genuinely excited about you coming back to town.
Well, I'm thrilled to be coming back. I love, you know, that's why the bus stays in Nashville. Because really, I live in Houston, so I fly every weekend to the bus, get on the bus, and it takes, because all, really, it's that area of America that I guess most artists that sing gospel music of our kind, that's where we were, you know, in those Tennessee, Kentucky, Florida, Georgia, all those areas. I was in Danville, Virginia, in Altoona, Pennsylvania last weekend. So it really would, it would make sense for me to live in Nashville, but I was born in Houston. My parents were born in Houston. My grandfather could remember when Houston had one stoplight.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
And so everybody won't be concerned. I'm so thankful that my house, I only lost one tree. And really, it looked a lot worse on TV because it's in spots. I mean, there are some spots in Houston that were horrific, but it wasn't all of Houston because Houston's huge. You know?
Yes, it is. It's for people that live here. It's very similar to Columbus in this area that people, because it's so spread out. Mark, one of the things, you know, you're known both as a singer and as a comedian. If you had to make a decision to be one or the other, which would you choose to be?
Well, I don't consider myself a comedian, so I consider myself a storyteller.
Mm-hmm.
And I love, you know, I love talking. Me and my mother, my dad only talked when he had something to say. Me and mom would talk until we had something to say. We figured if we talked long enough, something brilliant would fall out, you know. and so I enjoy talking. And really, my concert, I mean, fortunately, they do laugh. So I got that. But the way that started was that I started performing early on in my career, right out of college, to Independent Baptist. And they would not shout, they wouldn't clap, but they would laugh. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So I knew they were listening. And all I cared about is, are you listening? And so I'm pretty sure if you come to the concert, you won't have trouble paying attention.
There's no doubt in my mind. Mark, one of the things, you tend to find things that have been rough spots in your life and find something to laugh about. You like motorcycles, and I'm going to share with you something you don't talk about that much on stage, but I did witness you get pulled over in Gatlinburg one time on your motor scooter for not having your helmet on. So that was one of the first times I'd ever seen a gospel concert, and that's when my love affair began with your music, because you handled it so well. And
you saw me break the law.
I saw you break the law.
Right after singing about Jesus, I walk out and break the law.
This man is human.
Yeah. Well, you know what? That was stupid of me, actually. You know, in Texas, see, we don't have to wear a helmet, so I probably wasn't thinking of, but that's just ignorant. But first of all, in Texas, I say we don't make people wear our helmets because we don't care about our stupid people.
Mark, in your life, you've had some pretty severe brushes with accidents. I think in 1978, you had a major issue, and you were hurt pretty severely.
It was March 17, 1978. I can remember the date. It's like the day I got saved. You know, you can remember. That was an 18-wheeler. In fact, if anybody wants to hear that story, I think if you Google Mark Lowry, pivot on your good foot is the name of that story. Because the nurse kept telling me to pivot on my good foot. My good foot was broken. And they didn't know it. But anyway, it's a long story. But I was traveling with an evangelist of our school, and I was the singer. We had a driver, a young man named Dick Bernier, and David Musselman was the piano player. We're going to Tioga Center, New York, to tell people, you know, do a youth rally of some sort, I'm sure. And we got as far as Carlisle, Pennsylvania, and the driver evidently fell asleep, maybe, we don't know for sure, but he ended up broadside on the road, and the 18-wheeler hit us.
Wow. Well, I've worried.
We all live, thank the Lord, but it destroyed the team. The preacher was never the same. But that veered me off into doing solo stuff, you know?
Oh, is that right? So that we can say the Lord works in mysterious ways at times.
Yeah, because, I wouldn't have wished that on anybody.
No.
But the preacher never preached again like that.
The amount of miles that are traveled in the Southern Gospel world via bus, and all of us have friends within the community, I worry so greatly about it. But, you know, as I said, you've been able to find ways to share your stories and enlighten others. Mark, you've got a brand new project, and you're on a brand new label with Daywind, and the title, What's Not to Love. You kind of touched on this earlier on who you've been writing with, but I see you have one of the Rambos involved with you again. And tell us a little bit about this, the new title cut. I mean, you've got the recipe. You got it covered with the Gaither Vocal Band, Good Writers, everything.
Yeah. Here I was telling everybody, and even made an announcement on Facebook last year, that I was going to not retire, but retread. And I still am. I'm slowing down. I'm just working every other weekend. But I was really thinking about landing the plane and, you know, and going to church every Sunday like normal Christians and, you know, and then go do stuff like maybe go do Jeff and Sherry Easter's homecoming just because I want, because it's fun, you know. Mm-hmm. Don't do it just for no other reason than just to have a good time. Well, the Lord must have heard me say that, because he dropped some great songs in my lap that were written by Reba and Donnie and Chip Davis. Now, Chip is a good friend of mine that I've known for years, and I've known Reba and Donnie for years, and I introduced them to each other, and I told them, you three need to get together and write. And, well, when they did, they came up with songs like Love is the Golden Rule, No Room for Hate, I don't have a list in front of me right now, but, and then Reba and Donnie kept pressuring me to write with them. So they even flew to Houston, spent a few days with me, and we wrote four songs. But what I learned during that time of writing with them, and, you know, is they work, it's hard work for them too. See, Mary, did you know about Ruined Me? Because it came so fast. You know, like the lyric, I don't remember struggling over it. But most babies are born breech.
Right.
Dottie Rambo will tell you that, or would tell you that songwriting is 10% inspiration and 90% perspiration.
I understand.
If it was easy, everybody would do it.
Well, when you wrote Mary, though, you weren't really writing. We've talked about this earlier, but did you think that was going to be a song as you wrote it, or did you just write strictly for the play?
Well, it was a poem until I got music to it. That's why I kept trying. You know, I'd send it out for my Christmas. I'd always write the lyrics first, and then I'd try to get someone to write music.
Well,
I don't write music.
Right now, you with your current title, What's Not to Love? Why don't we listen to this real quick, Mark? When you heard this, and obviously it's done very well, it's a great video, what was your first reaction after you finished the song?
After I finished the song?
Uh-huh.
Well, I really, honestly, didn't think about it again for 3 years. That was 3 years ago.
No, really?
I'm getting about 3 years ago, they came down here and we wrote together. And I thought the songs were okay. Oh, we wrote Only Jesus. Now listen to this, just to show how off I can be. I wrote What's Not to Love, Only Jesus, and what else we wrote? Oh, I know when I'm hearing from home, and then one more, but we didn't. Or maybe we just wrote three. I can't remember. Anyway, those three made this project. I don't know what happened, but when Donnie said, let me put some tracks together. I evidently can't hear until it's all done. I can't hear how great it actually could be. And when I hear someone playing piano and singing a song, I don't always get it. But I got it. I don't know. We've all marveled at this because I'm now in love with these songs. And what's not to love?
It's a great
Especially
song.
What's not to love about Jesus, about the, you know, the song about Jesus, because I'm getting excited. I can't even talk.
well, Mark, it's a perfect. There's songs that marry up so well, and you marry into this song so well, and the fact that the Gaither Vocal Band's involved with it, this is a good time for us to listen to it. Here's Mark Lowry, Gaither Vocal Band, What's Not to Love. I want to remind you again, Mark will be at the Paramount on October the 6th, 7:30. Tickets are still available. Stan Whitmire will be with him. Here's Cut, Mark. Let's listen to it. What do you think?
I like it.
What's not to love?
What's not to love? The Savior took my place.
What's not to love?
What's not to love? My sins have been erased.
What's not to love?
What's not to love about amazing grace?
I'd like to know.
I'd like to know.
What's not to love? What's not to love?
What's not to love? The Savior took my place.
What's not to love?
What's not to love?
My sins have been erased.
What's not to love?
What's not to love
about amazing grace?
I'd like to know.
I'd like to know.
What's not to love?
What's not to love
about a peace that keeps me through the night?
What's not to love
about those nail-scarred hands that hold me tight?
What's not to love
about the healing touch that gave me sight?
And since I learned to trust him, everything's gonna be alright.
What's not to love?
What's not to love?
The Savior took my place. What's not to love?
What's not to love?
My sins have been erased. What's not to love?
What's not to love
about amazing grace? I'd like to know.
I'd like to know.
What's not to love?
What's not to love?
He gives new mercy every morning like rain.
What's not to
adopted, and the King gave me his name. What's not to love?
What's not to love? The Savior took my place.
What's not to love?
What's not to love? My sins have been erased.
What's not to love?
What's not to love
about amazing grace? I'd like to know.
I'd like to know.
What's not to love?
What's not to love about Jesus?
What's not to love about Jesus?
What's not to love about Jesus? What's not to love?
Can I get a witness? I just got to testify. Some people call me crazy, but I'm the apple of his eye. What's not to love?
What's not to love
about Jesus?
What's not to love?
Oh,
what's not to love
about Jesus?
What's not to love?
Can you hear the music? Can you feel the beat? The angels must be dancing, 'cause he's singing over me. What's not to love?
What's not to love
about Jesus?
What's not to love? What's not to love about Jesus?
Oh, what's not to love? He's just wild about me. I always make him smile. My picture's in his wallet, 'cause I'm his favorite child. What's not to love?
What's not to love? The Savior took my place.
What's not to love?
What's not to love?
My sin has been erased. What's not to love?
What's not to love
about amazing grace? Somebody tell me.
I'd like to know
what's not to love.
That was Mark Lowry with his latest cut, What's Not to Love. You're listening to the Sunday Morning Jubilee. Don't go anywhere, folks. We'll be right back after a brief word from our sponsors.
Stay tuned for more of the Sunday Morning Jubilee with John Darren Rousey and Angie Caserta.
Welcome back to the Sunday Morning Jubilee. We are so glad you're along for the ride today. And if you're just tuning in, you're going to be glad you are here as well, because we've got more of a great interview with Mr. Mark Lowry, the incomparable funny man who's also just such a great talent.
Yes.
And Mike Kirtner does a wonderful job with the questions that, you know, inquiring minds
we
want
all
to know.
And we would never be able to find these things out were it not for these interviews. This is great.
Well, we're kicking things off this time with a brand new one from Legacy 5. Love this tune. Here's Still.
Just keep spinning faster than it ever seemed to before. We read every day of disasters and wonder what else is in store. But we can close our eyes and sleep at night, knowing that in the clear morning light. Oh, the Bible will still have the answers, and God will still be on His throne. He will still pour out sweet blessings and hear all the prayers of His own. The Spirit will still be our comfort, will still flow from Calvary's hill. And no matter what may come tomorrow, Jesus will love us still.
Without the Lord, surely worry about all the trouble around. But there's a sweet rest in His mercy, knowing He won't let us down. And through uncertain days, His word remains. So we hold on to things that will
still be on His throne. He will still
but these things endure.
Was Legacy 5, and still, right now, we've got the Guardians and Packing Up.
Music from the Guardians and Packing Up here on the Sunday Morning Jubilee, and we're going to keep that music rolling with Greater Vision, a beautiful song written by Chris Allman. Here's He Does.
If anyone ever felt as though his sin was deeper than grace would go, I have. If anyone ever thought his prayer was a waste of time, 'cause no one cares, I have. If anyone believes that he's gone too far, then my friend, I've been right where you are. You're not alone. No, you're not alone. I have good news to share with you. What you're feeling now, far from true, so keep hanging on.
if there is one who loves beyond the sad mistakes that we've all done, he does. If there's a soul who understands and longs to heal the hurts we have, he does. Jesus does. He walked the road to Calvary. He suffered pain and agony because he knew there'd come a day when you for another day, I do. If anyone has a reason to sing a song when gray skies hide the blue, that's me. If anyone can stand and testify, you can count on me, and I'll tell you why. Set me free, oh, he set me free. When the guilt and shame from my own sin sought to rob me of the joy he gives, he reminded me. Sad mistakes that we've all done, he does. If there's a soul who understands and longs to heal the hurts we have,
Greater Vision, and he does. And you're listening to the Sunday Morning Jubilee. Don't go anywhere. We've got a lot of great gospel music and some more of that interview with funny man Mark Lowry.
Do you have a request or comment for John and Angie? Email them at jubilee@kindredcom.net. You're listening to the Sunday Morning Jubilee.
Welcome back to the Sunday Morning Jubilee. I'm Angie Caserta.
I'm John Darren Rousey. And you know, we haven't really mentioned, we've been talking with Mark Lowry this morning. Mike Kirtner has been on a great visit with him, and he's coming to the Paramount Arts Center in Ashland, Kentucky on October the 6th.
Yes.
It's going to be a great night you don't want to miss. I love the fact that he does the funny stuff, the serious stuff, great music. It's just a power-packed night. And so if you haven't made plans, today would be a great day to get your family together and make some plans.
That's right. I agree. You can't go wrong there. Well, let's get into some music right now with Brian Preen Assurance. He will carry you.
Do you ever find yourself asking God where he's been? Ever get up out of bed saying, I can't do this again? Have you ever been afraid of what tomorrow's gonna bring? And you're facing it alone, at least that's what you think. I can tell you after going through that valley, even though I couldn't see it at the time, it was in my weakest moments that he held me. And I know you'll find he will carry you when you can't go on. He will be your strength when your strength is gone. He will lift you up. He will be enough to get you through when the road is long. Carry you. When you get the kind of news that you hoped you'd never hear, when you're chasing down a dream just to watch it disappear, when somebody that you love turns and walks away, and they leave you standing there with shattered faith, you don't have to pick up all the broken pieces. You don't have to try to cover up the scars. You are loved and you can always run to Jesus, just as you are. He will carry you when you can't go on. He will be your strength when your strength is gone. He will lift you up. He will be enough
That was the latest from Brian Freen Assurance, He Will Carry You. And we've got the new music rolling. Here's Karen Peck and New River and Hope for All Nations.
The world is so hungry, but we hold the bread of life. Surrounded by darkness, but we know the name of the light. In a day so divided, we have the love that unites. Jesus, Jesus, He is hope, hope, hope for all. Hope, hope for every need. Hope, hope for the life that's been broken. He's always been, forever He'll be. Hope,
that was the latest from Karen Peck in New River and Hope for All Nations. And right now, we've got more of that interview. Here's Mike Kirtner with Mark Lowry.
Thank you again, John and Angie. We're sitting here chatting with Mark Lowry, and I wish I could share with you what you're not hearing during our conversations. Mark is everything you think Mark Lowry is, he is. It's just a pleasure. You know, and Mark, this is our first chance to talk, but I feel like we've known each other for the last 20 years. And I said that to
you. I do too.
Well, I said I've been on the other side of the lights, but to get a chance to spend a little time with you is great. I do, I'm sure people will ask you a lot of questions repeatedly, but I do want to know how you hooked up with the Gaither team initially.
What happened? I was traveling and doing about 200 concerts a year with that Roy Morgan was booking. I don't know if you know who that is, but Roy Morgan graduated from Liberty the same year I did. He's the one that called me and said, I'd like to book you. And I was fresh out of college. Well, come to find out, he could book a pork chop into a synagogue. He booked me in 43 concerts in 41 days.
Wow.
So I was doing that for 8 years, from 1980 to 1988. In 1988, Roy handed Bill Gaither a video that I had made. And at that particular time, I'd say timing is everything. But Gary McSpadden was leaving the vocal band. And so Bill was looking for a baritone because he was going to move to bass because Bill had been the baritone. He wanted to move to bass. So Michael English took the lead. And so I went and auditioned. And
the rest becomes history.
Yeah. And it was hard, though, because I had to learn to sing baritone. I didn't know what a baritone was.
Had you done quartets
before? Never sung with a group.
Had you? That was my next question. Never sung with a group. So this was your introduction.
First group they wouldn't even let me in a group in college. So I had to go back to Liberty as a member of the vocal band sing in chapel. No, that's not true. They let me sing as a soloist, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like in chapel. But none of they wouldn't let me in any of the Liberty singers, any of those.
Well, Mark,
but that's fine. I didn't really care.
With the process of all this, it's very apparent that you and Bill Gaither have become friends. So when you guys, and I know Bill periodically will pick up the phone and just want to talk. When you guys chat, what do you chat about?
Well, he called the other day about the artist retreat that we were doing. And let's see, what is it? It's about life. Oh, he'll call a lot of times because guess what I'm doing. I said, you're sitting on the back porch in your swing because that's what he's always doing when he says, guess what I'm doing. You know, when they came to visit me, and they've only been to my home one time, but they came, and Gloria was putting dishes in the dishwasher, and I had to take a picture.
Oh, wow.
It was the same hands that pinned, because he lives, I can face tomorrow, were handling my dirty dishes. And I was just amazed.
Oh,
you know, I'm still
my.
Amazed at them. I'm amazed by them. I don't think about it. I mean, because when I'm around them, I don't think about that I'm amazed by you. That's just Bill and Gloria.
Right.
But when I step back and look at the body of work and the impact they've had on the church, you know, it's best that we don't think about that and we might worship them or something.
No, you know? And you know what? Bill's had such a great impact, not only on the church, but also on the people within your field. He's been very protective of songwriters and also very protective to make sure publishing rights were handled properly. And the other thing
right.
that people don't realize about Bill Gaither, he loves a good joke.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. I have never met anyone who loves a joke more than him, and I personally don't really care about them. Here's what happens with me. When you come up to me and say, did you hear the one about, well, I know you're about to tell me a joke, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Well, my brain goes off to what I'm going to be doing next week. I can be looking you right in the eye, and you think I'm listening, but I can't pay attention. But if you came up to me and said, hey, did you hear what happened to me today? I can't not listen, you know?
That's
it's
funny.
Like a true story will grab me every time. But jokes just are so predictable.
Well, the fact that you can pretend, that's a true art, which is a great segue into an old...
And what you do, you pretend and you look them in the eye, and when they laugh, then you laugh and act like you're listening.
Well, it's called smiling and nodding. Mark, let's go back in the archives here a little bit. You, before we went on, you made the comment, you haven't sung this for a long time. This is one of the most requested songs on Sunday Morning Jubilee, and it is Be
wow.
the Miracle. And share your stories on this song, because this is kind of an earlier song.
Yes, it's from a project. I didn't know what year I did it.
2005.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's the year I broke my leg on the motorcycle.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just love the idea of the song, because I love songs that have meat on the bones. That's what I call it. Because I'm not that great a singer. I'm not Michael English. I'm not David Phelps. You know, they could sing the Yellow Pages. I've got to have a lyric that, number one, sounds like I'm talking it, and that it says something, that it moves the audience to do something, not only to feel, but to act and reach out to your neighbor and love your friends. Instead of praying for a miracle, this song says, why don't you be the miracle? And boy, I saw our church in Houston do that during the hurricane, and I'm so proud of them.
Well, that's a great, relatable story. Mark, final question for you this morning. And again, before we go away, we do want to remind everybody, Mark will be at the Paramount October the 6th, 7:30, Stan Whitmire. Final question for you, Mark. Are you a miracle?
Ooh. You know, I think we all are, really.
There you go.
I'm going to have to think about that question. Because really, a miracle, what is a miracle? This is going to be a long answer. A miracle is when the other realm reaches into your realm and you actually may see it. You know, I had a bird once, and every time I'd feed that bird, it was scared to death. And it didn't know I was coming in to help it. But I bet in its world, there was something going on coming from that outer world. You know, so the word miracle, when we get home, it will just be God doing things behind the scenes that we never saw. And we thought were coincidences, but he was up to something all the time. So, yes.
I like that, Mark. That's very good. Well, Mark, we appreciate you spending some time with us this morning. Travel safely. We will see you in October. And right now, Mark Lowry and Be the Miracle.
Pray hard for a miracle to end all the suffering I see. In this sacred moment, my eyes have been opened. Maybe it starts here with me. Let's bring down the walls of complacency. Start moving with mercy and faith. Be the hands of God touching the hurting. With loving arms wide as the sky. Be the heart of grace, bleeding forgiveness with tender, compassionate eyes. When a wounded soul needs a little hope, be the miracle. Be the miracle. We don't have to feed the 5,000. To care for the hungry we see. We don't have to walk on the water to get to somebody in need. There's no good excuse not to let heaven use the miracle of you and me. Be the hands of God touching the hurting with loving arms wide as the sky. Be the heart of grace, bleeding forgiveness with tender, compassionate eyes. When a wounded soul needs a little hope, be the miracle.
That was Mr. Mark Lowry and Be the Miracle here on the Sunday Morning Jubilee. And there's still more great gospel music ahead, so you stay with us. Angie and I'll be right back.
You're listening to John Darren Rousey and Angie Caserta on the Sunday Morning Jubilee.
Welcome back to the Sunday Morning Jubilee. And we have been talking this morning with Mark Lowry. What a great guy.
He is.
What a funny man. But I tell you what, people I don't think they realized what a great singer he was as well until he started with the Gaither Vocal Band. And boy, what a great combination.
Yeah, he's a great guy and great songwriter, singer. He's an entertainer through and through.
Absolutely.
He loves to make you laugh, but he can also pull on those heartstrings, every gamut of emotion.
He can indeed. Well, we have got music from Tribute to kick things off on this segment. I tell you what, I think if your toes have not tapped yet, this will do it. Here they are with Never Forsaken.
Never forsaken, even when I'm alone. Never forsaken while I'm traveling home. He's watching down and I'm looking above. I am never forsaken, I am safe in His love. Never forsaken, even when I'm alone. Never forsaken while I'm traveling home. He's watching down and I'm looking above. Forsaken, I am saving His love.
The Lord goes before me and He goes behind. There's never a moment when I'm not on His mind. With His love He holds me in mercy's sweet care. No matter where I go, I know He's already there.
Never forsaken, even when I'm alone. Never forsaken while I'm traveling home. He's watching down and I'm looking above. I am never forsaken, I am safe in His love.
When I feel abandoned and troubled in life, when my heart is heavy and burdened with strife, the Lord begs to listen to each whisper plea. And gently He shows me how much He really loves me.
Never forsaken, even when I'm alone. Never forsaken while I'm traveling home. He's watching down and I'm looking above. I am never forsaken, I am safe in His love. Never forsaken, even when I'm alone. Forsaken while I'm traveling home. He's watching down and I'm looking above. I am never forsaken, I am safe in His love. Never forsaken, even when I'm alone. Never forsaken while I'm traveling home. He's watching down and I'm looking above. I am never forsaken, I am safe in His love. He's watching down and I'm looking above. I am never forsaken, I am safe in His love. Never forsaken, I am safe in His love.
That was Tribute and Never Forsaken. Hey, listen, if you guys haven't already made plans for lunch today, how about this? Head on down to Marshall Hall of Fame Cafe today, serving up their Sunday afternoon specials, which you just can't beat. You just can't beat the prices. The food is delicious. We're talking about their Naomi's meatloaf, their five cheese mac and cheese, their baked steak, their rotisserie chicken. Yum, yum. That's John's cue. Also, they're in two great locations, Marshall Hall of Fame Cafe, downtown Huntington on 3rd Avenue, and the Kentucky Hall of Fame Cafe, also offering up those same Sunday afternoon specials. They're located across the river over in Ashland, Kentucky at the Ashland Town Center Mall.
Well, we've got music, more family harmony from the Isaacs, and here's Rocks.
There's a lot of people talking about people, looking down on everybody, acting like they're sitting on a steeple, keeping all their own thoughts up in a big vault, forgetting that God don't need a combination to see it all.
Raise your hand if you ain't ever done nothing wrong.
That's what I thought.
Rocks are heavy and they hurt people you love.
sat there drawing on the ground beside her. She was caught red-handed, and man, they all couldn't wait to stone her. Now I'm just paraphrasing, but Jesus said, oh, wait a minute. Step right up and be the first to throw if you ain't done some sinning. One by one, they all dropped their stones and went home. Rocks are heavy, and they hurt people you love. And it's so easy reaching down and picking them up.
The Isaacs and Rocks. Here's the Jim Brady Trio, Good Lord Willing.
Good Lord willing, and the church don't rise, I'll be telling everybody about the love of Christ. Doing all I can every day of my life. Good Lord willing, and the church don't rise. Good Lord willing, and the church don't rise. I'll be telling everybody about the love of Christ. Doing all I can every day of my life. Good Lord willing, and the church don't rise. Good Lord willing, and the church don't rise.
We only get so many heartbeats in a lifetime. I want to make the most of everyone.
We only get so many times to see the sunrise.
Done.
Good Lord willing, and the church don't rise. I'll be telling everybody about the love of Christ. Doing all I can every day of my life. Good Lord willing, and the church don't rise. Good Lord willing, and the church don't rise. Church don't rise, I'll be telling everybody about the love of Christ. Doing all I can every day of my life. Good Lord willing, and the church don't rise. Good Lord willing, and the church don't rise.
Good Lord willing, and the church don't rise.
Telling everybody about the love of Christ. Doing all I can every day of my life. Good Lord willing, and the church don't rise. Good Lord willing, and the church don't rise. Good Lord willing, and the church don't rise. Oh.
That That was music from the Jim Brady Trio and Good Lord Willin' here on the Sunday Morning Jubilee. Hope you have enjoyed the visit with Mr. Mark Lowry today, as well as the very best in Southern gospel music. And we want to tell you about the folks who make it possible.
We want to thank Hall Funeral Home, Milton Performing Arts Center, Marshall Hall of Fame Cafe in Huntington, and Kentucky Hall of Fame Cafe in Ashland, Wallace Funeral Home, and Moore's Tire Farm.
Without them, we couldn't do what we do. And today, we're going to go out with a song that I think will just brighten up your day. Now, if you've had a tough morning, you just need to turn the radio way up. Here's the Hoppers, and Life is Good.
Sycamore seeds blowing in the breeze. Sap is arising in the branches of the trees. Birds are singing, and life is good. Fire up the tiller and break those rows. A trip to the feed store, everybody knows. Springs around the corner and life is good. Life is good, 'cause God is. Life is good, 'cause I'm here. Springing up new life, growing in the sun. Walking hand in hand and we're having some fun. Life is so, so good. Fresh air, clear blue sky. Dancing in the wind and a big fish fry. Jumping in the river and life is good. Sitting in the green grass side by side. Counting my blessings with a tear in my eye. Church in the morning and life is good. Life is good, 'cause God is. Life is good, 'cause growing in the sun, walking hand in hand, and we're having some fun. Life is so, so good. Life is good, 'cause God is. Life is good, 'cause I'm His. Springing up new life, growing in the sun, walking hand in hand, and we're having some fun. Life is so, so good. Life is good, 'cause I'm His. Springing up new life, growing in the sun, walking hand in hand, and we're having some fun. Life is so, so good.
You've been listening to the Moore's Tire Farm Sunday Morning Jubilee with John Darren Rousey and Angie Caserta. Have a request or a comment? Email John and Angie at jubilee@kindredcom.net. The Moore's Tire Farm Sunday Morning Jubilee has been brought to you by Moore's Tire Farm, the Hall Funeral Home, the Milton Performing Arts Center, the Marshall Hall of Fame Cafe, Wallace Funeral Home, the Kentucky Hall of Fame Cafe. Tell your friends and tune in next week for the Moore's Tire Farm Sunday Morning Jubilee.